Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. Talking to the Ohio Valley with a local voice.
Don't forget, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Download that River Network app and then click River Talk. Well, what is the buzz in Belmont County?
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
It's all about the snow, of course, and we had the brand new sheriff of Belmont County, Jim Zuzak, his first morning as sheriff of Belmont County. We had him on as our exclusive guest talking about the road conditions there and what his sheriff's deputies are reporting to him. And now we've got the head of ODOT itself, at least the press department. His name is Matt Bruning. He's a recovering broadcaster and a great friend of the show. And we reached out to him on very short notice, as we did with Jim. And he also was very gracious to say, yeah, I'll come on and talk with you, put up with your nonsense. So Matt Bruning, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. And you?
Fine, thank you. Fine. And I guess you've gotten over that whole Hoosiers thing with the Buckeyes, right?
Well, can you? I've got a lot of experience with that.
I'll bet you do.
1988, since the last time Indiana won in Ohio State football. So
yes,
I'm good.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. So tell us about the road conditions and ODOT and what you guys are doing and what you need my listeners to do this morning.
Well, I'll start with that question, and the answer is very simple. Stay off the roads if you can. Giving us that extra space will be very helpful to getting the roads continuing to be passable, not perfect. That's what our goal is right now with the snow continuing to fall. I am looking at some of the traffic cameras on ogo.com, which you can too at ohgo.com.
I'm doing a show here. I can't look at them. I'm doing a show. Yeah. I'm here by myself. You know this. Don't rub my nose into this.
Well, see, I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to your listeners that are out there that are, you know, they're at home and they're thinking, do I need to go out? Should I stay home? Well, I want you to go to OGO and I want you to check these cameras to see what the conditions look like. You'll see some pavement out there on I-70, 470.
Yes.
Do not be fooled. It is still a very, very slick ride. It is a very challenging ride this morning across much of the state of Ohio. And so the best thing you can do is to just stay home, stay off the roads. That will help us tremendously to get the job done. We've got more than 1,100 crews out across the state that are working hard to keep the roads passable. Not perfect this morning.
Yeah. By any chance, do you know how many crews in Belmont County? I know this is part of District 11, and Lauren would probably have a better chance of answering that, but I've got you. But she's not here, so I'm stuck with you.
Well, and I apologize for that. Okay. Hang tight here. I am pulling up that information. Looks like we've got about 19 crews out working right now in Belmont County alone.
Oh, that's great. How many miles of roadway does ODOT have in Belmont County? Do you know that by any chance?
I don't know in Belmont County. What I can tell you is that in just the last 2 hours, those crews in Belmont County alone have covered 334 miles.
My God.
Just in Belmont County in the last 2 hours. In the last 24 hours, it's about 1,600 miles. So they have got their work cut out for them. As you know, that part of the state, obviously, a lot of winding, twisting, two-lane roads up and down hills,
yes.
And so it is not easy terrain to drive a big snowplow truck on.
Yeah, it's probably the most miserable terrain in Ohio, because most of Ohio doesn't have the kind of mountains and hills and everything and the miserable roads that we have here. So my guess is this ODOT, this is probably the toughest part of ODOT's job, keeping us happy here, just because the topography and all that.
Oh, absolutely. Southeast Ohio is definitely you look at Monroe, Morgan, Benton counties, areas like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It is very, very hilly terrain and very remote in some parts.
No question. When you say 19 trucks, does that mean you have 19 drivers and helpers, or just, is it a one person vehicle, these large trucks?
Yeah, so each plow has a driver. Mm-hmm. Many of those drivers, and I don't know how it is in Belmont County, but in many counties, the driver also will drive the loader to load their own truck when they get back to the garage to reload with salt and fuel. In some counties, they actually have somebody who's dedicated just to running that loader. It just depends on the manpower. And then, of course, we've got mechanics. Can't forget the mechanics that are back in the garage to fix anything that may go wrong. And certainly lots of things do when you have these trucks going nonstop for the last more than 12 hours across much of the state, you know, things are going to break.
What typically breaks? What's the typical problem that you have with these massive trucks?
Yeah. From what I hear when talking to folks, it is usually something mechanical, like the salt spinner might break and freeze up, trucks overheating, especially in mountainous areas, hilly areas where we're really pushing those trucks to their limits and pushing a lot of snow. That's hard on the engines. So things like that. And of course, then the other thing, Dimitri, that we have to worry about is people hitting us. We had three trucks hit last night in Southern Ohio, two in Lawrence County, one in Ross County. And of course, mechanics have to fix anything that gets hit and damaged in those kind of crashes. So it's really a team effort and a lot of work to make sure we can get these roads clear.
All right. Number one question, was anybody hurt?
No, everybody was fine. In fact, the two crashes in Lawrence County, I'm told the person who hit us took off and fled the scene. So, that's really frustrating. First of all, it's frustrating to get hit. Secondly, it's frustrating when the person leaves the scene. That unfortunately happens. The biggest issue for that, aside from any injuries or damage, is that, that plow gets taken out of service.
Right.
While, the law enforcement agencies come and do the crash report. And all the while, snow continues to fall and accumulate on the route. And so that has a ripple effect on everybody else who uses that roadway. So we just need people to give us the room to work so that we can get the job done. And get everybody where they need to go.
What kind of salt do you use, or is it a mixture, and can that harm our vehicles?
Well, so any salt can certainly be corrosive, and we wash our trucks constantly. You should wash your vehicle constantly, especially in the wintertime. But the salt we use, it does have some corrosive inhibitors in it, but obviously it's just the nature of the beast of the salt is that it can be very corrosive in some regards. Now, when temperatures get very, very cold, we start mixing in additives like beet heat is actually made from beets, the vegetable, and that lowers the freezing point of the salt so that it'll work at a lower temperature. We use a variety of other products as well, magnesium chloride, calcium chloride. Apex C is another product that we use. So we've got a lot of tools in the tool belt. And all of them are meant to allow us to get the job done as quickly and as efficiently as possible.
Is there anything looming on the horizon, some new breakthrough, or they're on the verge of a new breakthrough that will be the magic bullet that will make salt and all these other things pretty much obsolete, that you could spray this stuff or put it down and like magic, all the snow and ice just goes away? Is there anything on the horizon that we can latch onto and hope for?
Boy, if there was, whoever is developing that would be a very, very rich person. But I have not heard of that. Everything we use is vetted through a consortium called Clear Roads. It's several different states that work together to kind of vet these materials, see how effective they are, not just the materials, but how they're applied, when they're applied, and things like that. So we're a part of that in Ohio. That certainly helps to try to, we want to minimize the amount of material that we need to use. It would be real easy to go out and just dump a ton of salt, but that really isn't effective. So we're trying to find, where is that, right amount for the right job and the right conditions. So obviously when we're plowing constantly, you don't want to keep putting down too much salt because it won't have time to dissolve and break down and do what we need it to do. And suddenly you're just pushing it off the side of the road, which is not effective to anybody. There are some techniques and things that we use that our men and women are the best at using to make sure we can be efficient yet effective.
No question. Now, you're listening to a live exclusive interview with Matt Bruning, the press secretary of ODOT for the entire state, not just this district. And we appreciate the time that he has given us, especially on such a very, very short notice. Appreciate it greatly. So what is the trick to draw. By the way, I don't want to hold you up if you've got something else. I've got 7:54 right now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take advantage of you and your time or screw you up with another schedule. How long do I have you for?
This is probably about it, and then I've got to jump to a TV station in Dayton is my next hit here. So
in about 5 minutes,
we can get in maybe one or two more questions here real quick.
Great. What is the trick? Not even the trick, but what do you expect drivers to do when we're on the interstate and we see one of your plows in the left-hand lane going at 40 or so miles an hour? Can we pass in the right-hand lane? Because that just actually happened to me today, and it's like, am I allowed to even pass this plow? What are the rules of the road when it comes to your big plow trucks?
So it's not necessarily illegal, but it's not necessarily a great idea. Either, depending on the road conditions. So, if that plow is just pushing back shoulders and then the pavement is mostly just clear and wet, you're probably okay to pass on, obviously not the side where the plow is pushing any snow. But if it's snowing like crazy and then the road is snow covered, I wouldn't, just because a lot of the crashes that we see involving our plows are people who get a little overconfident, a little out over their skis and their driving abilities. And try to pass that slower moving plow, and they lose control. And I'm telling you, when you lose control in front of a plow, the plow isn't going to stop, and that's not very forgiving. It is not a place you want to be. So the safest bet is to just stay many, many car lengths behind that plow, let them clear the road ahead of you, and you'll probably get to your destination in a safe manner. Just not going to be the fastest way to get there.
You've spoiled me. ODOT has spoiled me because I grew up in Pennsylvania, so I'm used to PennDOT, and now with the degradation of what's happening in West Virginia with the Department of Transportation Division of Highways, it used to be much, much better than what it is now. ODOT has pretty much spoiled me. Is there some sort of a ranking system, U.S. News and World Report or whatever, that ranks the different departments of transportation? And if so, is ODOT number one?
Well, ODOT's number one, obviously, but no, I've never heard of something that ranks states. Certainly there are national organizations that grade, things like how efficient and effective that, certain areas of the country are. Ohio has certainly scored well. And even within Ohio, yes, there are certain counties that certainly do it a remarkable job. I mean, again, all 88 counties do a great job, but there are some that go above and beyond. And, that comes with experience. That comes with, having done this for a long time. And a lot of our crews have. We do have some newer folks out there as well. But I'd put our men and women up against anybody for sure.
Yeah, you really do a good job. And I'm not blowing smoke here because I'm very critical of government, quote, services and all that. And in light of what's happening now in West Virginia with it really going downhill and Pennsylvania always being horrible, ODOT to me is a godsend. Seriously, it is. Look, I appreciate your time. I know you've got something else coming up with big TV station, but I always give my guest the last word to speak directly with our listeners. You've got about a minute or so to say pretty much anything you want, tell people how to get in touch with you, this, that, or the anything you want. Ladies and gentlemen, recovering broadcaster and press secretary for the Ohio Department of Transportation, a big friend of the show, a wonderful, wonderful human being. Matt Bruning, my microphone is yours.
Well, thank you, Dimitri. I would just say, if you don't have to travel today, please don't. If you do, please make sure you check OGO.com, see what those conditions look like ahead of you, and give our crews room to work. Allow a lot of extra time to reach your destination. We are not done with the snow yet, so we've got a long way to go. So things are going to probably get snow covered again before they get better.
Indeed. Matt Bruning, thank you so much. Our studio audience is enthralled and is really appreciative. Yeah, he was that good, wasn't he? Yeah, he was that good. Have a great day, Matt.
You too. Thanks, sir.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Hold on a second. I'm still writing something to him. You are the best. Sent. All right. Good. Matt Bruning, very short notice, and again, a great friend of the show, press secretary for ODOT, the entire state, and great information. So again, be careful driving. You've heard him regarding the road conditions and all that. You've also heard from our new sheriff in Belmont County, Jim Zuzak, his first day on the job, his first morning on the job. And he was on with us. Live exclusive interview right here. If you want to know what's really going on, you got to keep it right here. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. And download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And he still hasn't responded. I sent him a text. You are the best. You would have thought he would have sent something back saying, no, Dimitri, you are. But nothing. Still nothing from this guy. God. Drive carefully, if you would, please, and respect those big plow trucks in all of our states, Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. More with this Sean Fluharty fiasco, and we'll see if he is going to be responding, coming on as a guest, this brave keyboard warrior. That's coming up next.